My dear second graders, late one night, St. Padre Pio, he was sitting in his monastery. And it was so late that the church was already locked up, all the doors leading outside. And he was just sitting there reading a book. And all of a sudden, this older man walks in the room. And Padre Pio looks at him and thinks, gosh, how did he get in here? And Padre Pio says to him, excuse me, the doors are locked. The monastery's not open anymore. He said, I know. I'm not coming from the outside. God has allowed me to come visit you. He says, well, who are you? He says, my name is Pietro Di Mauro. Before your monastery was here, 50 years ago, this was a nursing home. And I was living here, I was a resident, and late one night I was smoking a cigar, and I forgot to put it out before I fell asleep. And my bed caught on fire, and the smoke suffocated me. I died here 50 years ago. I am still in purgatory, and God has given me permission to come to ask you if you would celebrate just one Mass for my soul. If I could have one Mass said for me, heaven would be mine. And the man vanished. The next day, Padre Pio at Mass, as he's consecrating the bread and the wine to become our Lord's body and blood, when he elevates the Blessed Sacrament, at that same moment he sees the man's soul rising up into heaven. That is the power of the Mass. Padre Pio said when he would celebrate Mass and he would look out, he could see angels and saints in the church. He would see the souls in purgatory. They would attend his Mass. And when he would process into the church, he would see our Blessed Mother Mary waiting at the altar to help him to celebrate Mass. Just as she stood by her son as he was nailed upon the cross. Second graders, today is an amazing day because you begin to partake in the greatest gift God ever gave the world. And I want to share with you just two quick stories. One time, I was over by the convent, and this was before the sisters got here. We were renovating the convent, and a man suddenly drove up, and he was driving his car really fast. I thought he was going to hit me. And he drives up, and he gets out of his car frantic, and he says, Father, do you have a minute? And I said, okay. I'd never seen him before. I don't know how he might have known me. And he comes and says, Father, I need to see you. He says, I've just been given a new job opportunity. And he says, I wonder if I should take the job or not. He says, Father, I've been out of work for 6 months. And my family is really struggling financially. I have two little girls at home, and we are struggling to provide for them. And I'm looking at the guy, I'm thinking, well, gosh, why wouldn't you take the job? Are you crazy? You need to help out your family. And he says, Father, if I take the job, I won't be able to attend daily Mass any longer. He said, Father, I was raised in a Catholic family. We went to Mass every Sunday. But as I got a little older, I fell away from the church. He said, there were about 6 years where I missed Mass on Sunday. He said, they were the darkest years of my life, and I never want to go back there. For the last 11 years, I've received our Lord in Holy Communion every single day, and I don't think I can live without Him. Do I take the job or not? And I thought, oh my goodness, what do I say to this man? And so real quickly in my heart, I said a quick prayer to the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, you've got to tell me what to say. And these were the words that came out. I said, if you do not take this job out of love for and devotion to the Holy Eucharist, our Lord will not fail to grant you another job opportunity. And the man said, okay, Father. He gets in his car and he leaves. 2 weeks later, I got a phone call, and it was that same man on the other end of the line. He says, Father, you'll never believe it. I just got a call, another job opportunity, and it's not only closer to home so I can spend more time with my family, but it's almost double the income. Thank you so much. And just one more. There was a time in my mom's life where she was really, really struggling. And she went to my dad one day and she said, Dave, I don't know if I can go on anymore. Life is just so hard for me. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to live anymore. And it was just a few days before Lent began. And on Fat Tuesday, my family was sitting around the table for dinner, and my dad says to all of us, the children, he says, "What are you going to do this year for Lent?" And one of us said, "I'm going to give up chocolate." And another said, "I'm not going to drink soda." And a third, "I'm not going to play video games." And then my mom says, "Do you want to know what I'm going to do?" She said, "I've decided I'm going to go to daily mass. I've tried everything else to make me happy. I thought I should give God a chance." In the course of that Lent, my mom's entire life changed. By the end of Lent, she was so filled with joy. And she's continued to go to daily mass from that time on. The Eucharist saved her life. Students, we are going to pray for you in a special way today, that the Eucharist, that Holy Communion, always remains at the center of your life, because you'll receive the greatest blessings from it, and above all, you'll have a place in heaven forever.